saying it. So. Okay, welcome everybody. It is Sunday, December 15, 2019. This is our Christmas Sunday message, and the title of it is, Who is this child? Who is this child? This is a live recording. All in favor say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Then let's pray. Father God, we thank you for sending Jesus Christ. We thank you for your love that is behind sending Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for all that Jesus is and has done in his life, death, resurrection, ascending into to the right hand, to your right hand, the right hand of the Father, and he's coming back. And so we pray today that your Holy Spirit will come as the Spirit of truth to guide us into the truth of your word as to who is this child. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
He was born with a message for mankind. He claimed to be the Messiah, the Savior, the only way to God as Father. He lived out the word of God, the word made flesh. He came as light and life and love. His destination was Jerusalem. His destiny was death for the salvation of sinners. Just who is this child? Do you know who he is? Mary knew. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to Nazareth in Galilee to a virgin espoused to a man named Joseph. Joseph was of the house of David. The angel came to Mary and said, Hail, you that are highly favored. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Mary had a difficult time figuring what this meant, but the angel continued, Fear not, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you shall conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Mary queried, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? To which the angel answered, The Holy Ghost shall come upon you, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow you. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of you shall be called the Son of God. And behold, your cousin Elizabeth has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren, for with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. Mary traveled to visit and stay with Elizabeth and to magnify the Lord. Her spirit rejoiced in God her Savior, for he had regard to the low estate of his handmaiden. She extolled the mighty acts of God. And she said, He that is mighty has done to me great things, and holy is his name. His mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He has showed strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them of low degree. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent empty away. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers in Abraham and to his seed forever. Elizabeth knew something big was happening, and she was part of it. When Mary came to her and she heard Mary's greeting, the baby inside of her leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. She spoke out with a loud voice and said, Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And whence is this to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For lo, as soon as the voice of your salutation sounded in my ears, the baby leaped in my womb for joy. and blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. Elizabeth's son John would come to be known as John the Baptist. He would be the forerunner of Jesus. About John, his father Zacharias prophesied, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people, and has raised up an horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he swore to our father Abraham, that he would grant unto us, that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. And you, child, shall be called the prophet of the highest, for you shall go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people by the remission of their sins, through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high has visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace." Joseph had a difficult time when he found out that Mary had become pregnant during the time of their engagement. The law of Moses required death for such an offense, and Joseph, not willing to make a public example of Mary, had it in his mind to terminate the marriage plans privately. While he was thinking things over, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, fear not to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." Joseph got up and did as the angel said, but what would you have thought? Because of a census edict, Mary and Joseph ended up in Bethlehem of Judea, the city of David. They had to go there to register because Joseph was of the house and lineage of David. Jesus was born there in a manger because there was no room at the inn. Shepherds out in the field had an angel encounter of the unforgettable kind. The angel of the Lord came to them, and the glory of the Lord shone all around them. Quite understandably, they were really afraid. But the angel said, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign to you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." All of a sudden, there was a whole host of angels praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Or peace on whom God shows favor, has favored. The shepherds set out to check things out. Who was this? What was going on? They found Mary and Joseph and Jesus. Jesus was lying in the manger just as the angel had said. Those shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told to them. They were just ordinary folk, not kings, not priests, not elders at the city gates. And God had come to them with an important message for humanity. Did they know who Jesus is? Whatever they knew they were graced to be part of a mighty and marvelous act of God, to be told to their friends, their children, and their grandchildren. Mary and Joseph brought Jesus to Jerusalem to fulfill the law of Moses requiring that the firstborn male be called holy to the Lord, separated to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to the law. Simeon, a just and devout man, had been waiting for the consolation of Israel. The Holy Ghost had revealed to him that he would not die until he had seen the Lord's Christ. the Messiah. He came by the Spirit into the temple there in Jerusalem, right when Mary and Joseph and Jesus also came. Wow, talk about a divine appointment. Simeon took Jesus up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now let your servant depart in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. To Mary, Simeon said, Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yes, a sword shall pierce through your own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. If this wasn't enough for Mary to ponder in her heart, there was more. Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher, served God there in the temple with fastings and prayers night and day. Anna was a widow and of great age. She came in right when Jesus was there too. In that instant, she gave thanks to the Lord and spoke to those that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. Not everyone who heard about this Jesus liked the idea of a coming Messiah and king over all kings. When wise men came from the east asking about the king of the Jews, Herod got inwardly agitated. The wise men had seen Jesus' star in the east and had come to worship him. Herod got the chief priests and scribes together to get the scoop on where Christ should be born. His advisors knew the prophecy about Bethlehem and how a governor would come from there to rule God's people Israel. Herod wanted to know when the star had appeared and sent the wise men on to Bethlehem. He wanted them to return and let him know where this child was so he also could worship. The wise men rejoiced with exceeding great joy, the Bible says, when they saw the star. They entered a house where Jesus was with Mary his mother. They fell down and worshiped Jesus and opened their treasures as they presented to him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. But they didn't go back to Herod because God warned them not to do that in a dream. Joseph and Mary with Jesus fled at the warning of the angel of the Lord into Egypt. Herod finally realized he had been mocked by the wise men and was filled with wrath. He sent out an order to have all the children 2 years and younger slain in Bethlehem and in all the coasts in the region. Not just Bethlehem, and in all the coasts in the region. The lamentation and wailing that went up to heaven over Rachel weeping for her children fulfilled Jeremiah's prophecy. Eventually, Mary and Joseph returned to Nazareth in Galilee after Herod died and things were safe to do so. There, Jesus grew in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. John would write of Jesus that he is the Word made flesh who dwelt among us that we might behold grace and truth. In Jesus' life, he lived a life that is the light of the world. Jesus Christ is God and man. You could call him the God-man. He is a divine person with a divine nature who came from eternity into time to take on a human nature and dwell in a fully human body. He ate and slept and wept and walked this earth. He lived to perfection the law of God, fulfilling its provisions from a pure heart and good. He lived a life on earth that you and I could not do because of the evil in our hearts. In Adam all die. The soul that sins will surely die. Jesus never sinned. He lived a sinless life. Death could never have had a hold on him. Yet he was the body prepared for God to do God's will on earth. He came to do his Father's will, to glorify his Father, to be the messenger of the new covenant in his blood. He would have you to know that he is not baby Jesus anymore. The infinite God-man, born in the fullness of time, born of a woman, also died. He died to pay the penalty for sin, to bear the wrath of God's curse, to make reconciliation between the Father and those who repent and receive him, to redeem them from the kingdom of Satan, those who are called to the kingdom of God. He came to annul the one who had the governing rule over death, that is the devil. He did that by going through death and by being raised out from among the dead to everlasting life. He would have you to know that he is not baby Jesus any longer. Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. He is the resurrection and the life, so that those who believe in him will never die. He is the resurrection, and resurrection rules. As the one who lives forevermore, Jesus is coming again. He decides and knows what is living and what is dead. He knows who are saved from death to life and who are saved through death to life. Today it is Jesus who holds the keys of death and Hades. It is Jesus with whom you and I and every single person must deal. Jesus is the Christ. We must reckon with Jesus. He that has the Son has life, and that he that has not the Son has not life. Do you know this child who grew in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man? Do you want to know him? He knows you. The door of grace is yet open to those who would know him and receive him as the Savior and Lord that he is. And I'll just end with Merry Christmas and blessings to you from the Lord Jesus Christ and Mary Craig Ministries. Amen.